Singapore has been invited to join something called Donald Trump's Board of Peace. And right now, the government is deciding what to do about it. The invitation comes straight from the US president himself. He first floated the idea back in September, linking it to a proposal aimed at ending the war in Gaza. But a newly released draft charter this month suggests the board could have a much broader role, extending beyond the occupied Palestinian territories. And there's also some pretty big catch. Trump wants countries to pay $1 billion to secure a permanent seat on the board. The good news for Singapore is that invited countries serving a three-year term won't have to cough up the cash. Singapore's Ministry of Foreign Affairs confirmed on January the 20th that it has received the invitation and says it's currently assessing the offer. This isn't entirely new territory. Last October, Foreign Affairs Minister Dr. Vivian Balakrishnan told Parliament that Singapore wasn't campaigning to be on the board at that point. For now, details are thin. Little is publicly known about how the board will work or what exactly it will do, other than the fact that it will be chaired by President Trump. What we do know is who else has been invited. The list includes Russian President Vladimir Putin, Hungary Prime Minister Viktor Orban, and Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney. China has also been invited. Reactions from some key US allies haven't been enthusiastic. France has said joining would be incompatible with its international commitments, while Canada has made it clear it won't be paying to join. The US is expected to announce the official list of members in the coming days, possibly during the World Economic Forum in Davos.